गुड आफ्टरनून एवरी वन, वी आर वेट फॉर 2-3 मिनट्स मोर, रिमेनिंग पार्टिसिपेंट आर ज्वाइन, देन वी रिस्टार्ट।
हेलो, एम आई ऑडिबल?
यस सर, यू आर ऑडिबल।
ओके। हु इज दिस फ्रॉम हरियाणा?
विशाल गुप्ता सर।
ओके विशाल, आई हैव अ प्रेजेंटेशन टू शो। आई
यस यस,
कैन शेयर माय स्क्रीन ना?
ओके ओके, नो इशू। गुड आफ्टरनून एवरी वन, वेलकम टू फाइनल डे ऑफ भारत कनेक्ट कॉन्फ्रेंस। आई वुड लाइक टू एक्सटेंड अ वॉर्म वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल ऑफ क्रिएटिव ग्राफिक्स सॉल्यूशन इंडिया लिमिटेड। जॉइनिंग अस टुडे फ्रॉम द मैनेजमेंट टीम, दीपांशु गोयल MD एंड पुलकित अग्रवाल CFO। बिफोर आई हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू मैनेजमेंट, लेट मी ब्रीफली आउटलाइन द फ्लो ऑफ टूडेज सेशंस। वी विल बिगिन विद द ब्रीफली इंट्रोडक्शन एंड ओपनिंग रिमार्क फ्रॉम द मैनेजमेंट, following which we will move into the question and answer sessions. Participants who wish to ask a question may raise their hand using platform features and submit their questions in the chat box. We will first take a question from participants who will raise their hands and thereafter move on the questions received from the chat box. If time permits toward the end, we will also address few questions that we will receive from the client we are unable to join call today. Please note that we will take the last question approximately 5 minutes before the schedule and of the session so that we can conclude the call on the time. With that, I would like to hand over the call to management for their opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Hi everyone, I am Dipanshu Goyal, Chairman and Managing Director of Creative Graphics Solution India Limited. I would take you through to the company's profile. The company was started in 2001. That is the basic structure of the company. Creative Graphics Solution has the three arms. One is Creative Graphics, which deals in flexographic printing plates. Second is Warren India Private Limited, which is a manufacturing diversification of pharmaceutical packaging. Third is CG Premedia, which is a strategic investment for the direct communication to all the brand. It deals in mock-ups and other artworking solutions to the brand owners. So we got listed on 9th of April last year. And these are the business verticals. Creative Graphics, as I described, this deals in flexographic plates. Warren deals in pharmaceutical packaging. And CG Premedia in mock-up and other artwork activities. So if you see, there has been a lot of commonality. We started Creative Graphics Flexo almost 25 years back. And after that, 3 years ago, we started with Warren. And later on, CG Premedia. Those are having a lot of common areas working. There are a lot of common clients, and because of Creative Graphics, our exposure was a lot into pharmaceutical companies, and we found an opportunity to get this area discovered, which is aluminum foil, PVDC, PVC, and other pharmaceutical packaging for OSD drug. So this is the journey. We started in early 2000, then we changed from private. From a proprietorship company to private limited in 2014, and we won lot many awards in between. We acquired a very reputed company by the name of Color Dot in Chennai in 2017. We acquired another company by the name of Digiflex in Baddi, and we started our pre-media business in 2021, and launched value-added for this business in 2023. And we got listed last year, 9th of April, and now we started the new technology, new practice in Bangalore and Oman. And we had acquired in between some asset of PVC, PVDC, and tandem machine through NCLT, which have already been commissioned. So this is a demographic presence of us. With the new flexo units coming in Oman and Bangalore. So I'll give you a brief description of flexographic industry. So for a lot of people, this could be a new line of business. A lot of people might not be knowing about the Creative Graphics solution in India Limited. So I will take you a brief take you through for a brief knowledge of this subject. So flexography is a process where we print on a substrate on a this is a printing process which can print on all the print media. And there are this is one of the safest and most sustainable process. There have been other processes like offset gravure and third is flexography, which is a relatively new process. Market is still dominated by gravure press and the offset presses. And if you we talk about the worldwide, flexography has been a leader now. If you talk about the developed world, it is the most used technology, giving to advantages of sustainability, lesser cost of operation, and versatility of the processes. So, flexography has a lot of application, right from if you see any labels. Right from Dabur Amla hair oil to pharmaceutical to any liquor label, they are being printed through flexographic plates. If you talk about the flexible packaging, if you see any milk, Tata Salt, Amul Milk, and so many sanitary napkins or pamper for children, many things are being printed through flexography. Same with the Tetra Pak and these kind of packaging, which are barrier pack. And after that, corrugation is a huge industry for flexographic printing. Earlier, it was into offset package printing, but now the market is converting very fast to flexographic printing. Children notebooks, paper cups, and there are so many other variants which are being printed with the flexographic. So this is a rough image of a flexographic plate. So, what is the advantage of Creative Graphics? So, we have 9 units across India. This business is based on a high precision quality, low tax, the knowledge of the subject, knowledge of the printing, different kind of printing processes, knowledge of it requires a lot of knowledge and understanding of even a small dot. It requires a lot of technical know-how, and you have to build an infrastructure because this business is like a Zomato business. Everybody requires plate within a short duration, and it has to print at a very, very high precision graphics. So we have, over a big period of 25 years, we have built a state-of-the-art infrastructure. That is the ecosystem. Right from getting a job from the client to delivery, we have made an impeccable system to deliver within time in the high quality plates. And we have been working with large clients right from Emami to Tata Chemicals to Unilever to P&G to PepsiCo and so many others. And presence of present 9 places has given us advantage of being closer to the client, being reducing the turnaround times, and giving a very, very high quality and service approach. So we have been working with the large companies. We are the preferred buyer from the large companies like MetaMate, Kodak, which is now Miracleon, DuPont, etc. So this is a process where the client sends us a design. It goes to pre-press. Pre-press is nothing but the engineering of that design, where we adapt the design to different printing condition, different inks, different papers, different films, and so many other parameters. So that is called color engineering and pre-press. And after that, that sort file is gets imaged and laser imaged onto a plate, which is nylon plate in a rough language, through a special machine which is called CTP. And after that CTP, we just process the plate through a lot of chemicals and goes through a lot of many processes to get a hard image embossed onto that machine, onto that plate. So these are very few clients of ours, just to give you a small glimpse of the profile of the customer we are working with. So now we have, as I told you, we have expanded with Bangalore, and we just have started in Oman. Oman is a strategic location for us. We are very, very enthusiastic about the new setup. It gives us an advantage of reducing our delivery time to different market of GCC and Africa, and we see a lot of opportunities there. Bangalore is also a strategic investment, where we are witnessing a huge. For next expansion.
Recording in progress.
Next expansion already. We have already acquired an Italian-European machine, which is again a state-of-the-art machine, which will take our capacity, installed capacity from 8,000 ton to 20,000 tons. This is in the last leg of commissioning, and we think that we will have a first commercial sale of the new machine from the first quarter of the next year. So this is a basic structure. It requires OPA, adhesive, foil, and PVC. It is a very, very highly technical product, because when the cavity is formed under pressure, it should not crack, it should not delaminate. And with our exposure and experience with lot many companies over a period of time, we could get this kind of a technology. And Warren, I'll take that kind of route, that Warren is the fastest growing company and has been now within a span of 2.5 years, we have earned that kind of a reputation, which is making it easier for us to penetrate into a very high barrier market of pharmaceutical packaging. So we have all the compliances which are required by big companies. We did DMF. We have built an impeccable infrastructure, which requires lot many machines, state-of-the-art machines and infrastructure. So these are a few clients. right from Cadila, Ajanta, Zydus, MacLeod's. Also, we have now Aurobindo, we have Torrent, we have Elkem, Aristo, so many other companies have been, Mark Sons, we have been supplying to a lot of many companies, and we have also started exports to different markets now. So we found that along with the Alu-Alu, which was a basic product of pharmaceutical packaging, we found that there is a lot of scope in the adjacent product, because we can supply the different products to the same clients. But the one product which is very, very popular is PVC-PVDC, where the PVC layer is being coated with a PVDC solution. But the machine was very expensive. The initial investment was for a new machine was 20 crores. But we found this asset, we were lucky enough to get an asset at a very low price of 2 crore rupees through NCLT. So we invested that machine, and we took over that infrastructure. And now this machine has already been commissioned and has started production. And we have started sampling to lot many big companies, and we are hopeful that we'll start with at least 10 to 15% of the capacity utilization to begin with, starting the next month. The market is huge when it comes to PVDC film, the PVC film. The world, there's a very huge potential to the export market. This is a new facility. This is our new PVDC factory. These are the actual pictures of the new plant, where you see the on the left side is a PVC PVDC machine, this blue machine, which is under this AHU environment. And the second on the right is a tandem machine. Tandem is also a very, very important acquisition of us, which we also got through NCLT. The actual cost of this machine is close to $3 million. But we got at a very, very cheap price of close to 5 crore rupees. This machine enables us to produce some special kind of products, which has a better realization, and there is a less competition when it comes to suppliers. It opens a different kind of a product line, which is being demanded in the market at a very, very huge quantities. We are very, very hopeful that this acquisition will give a different paradigm to our company's potential. And the third division of Creative Graphics Group is Premedia Services. It's a very small entity. It is largely direct communication of our company to the large entities like Mask, Pernod Ricardo, and Unilever and PepsiCo and so many other companies, where we do the soft work for them before initiating a new product. The product, the marketing team requires a mock-up of the new packaging, which we provide through CGP Media. There are some artwork changes. We do it through CGP Media business of ours. And one part is 3D CGI, where we make, you might have seen so many advertisements where a car is moving or a chocolate or these things are moving. This is done through 3D CGI, which we do. We also do in CGP Media. So these are a few clients of us, of CGP Media. So for the financial update, I would ask our CFO, Mr. Pulkit Agarwal, to give you all the updates. Thank you.
I am Pulkit Agarwal, and I'll run you through the financial updates of the company. So this slide shows the revenue growth that the company has achieved over the last few years. This is a promoter-led company started by a first-generation entrepreneur and built with sweat and blood. In 2020, we were less than 50 crores of annual turnover with a single business, that is flexography, and with only four or five branches. Since then, we have steadily continued to grow as a business and have grown at a CAGR of 51%. Last year, around the same time when we had reported these numbers, the CAGR was around 41%. So we are actually improving on the growth on the top line year on year. We closed the last financial year, which is FY 24-25, at 250 plus crores of annual turnover. The majority of this came from the pharmaceutical packaging business, which is the Alu business, and the parent company, which houses the flexography business, was actually overshadowed by a newer business. So we are investing money consciously in areas which are high growth areas, while also growing the high profit margin business, which is the flexography business. The flexography business is high profit margin business, but the product is very customized. The pharma packaging business is a more volume based business where we can do a lot of volume very quickly. And because of our focus on high quality, because of our existing network in the pharmaceutical industry, due to the presence that we had in the flexography business, we were able to achieve a lot of good inroads into the pharmaceutical packaging industry. And we are using that as a launchpad for expanding into adjacent products, which are PVC, PVDC, and tandem products that Devanshu just mentioned. For the first half of FY 26, we have done 175 crores at the consolidated level. So again, doing our best to continue the growth story. And the same is reflected on the profits as well. The profits have grown almost 68% CAGR over the same period. We closed the last financial year for the first time achieving 20 plus crores of profit at the annual level. For the first 6 months of the year, we did profits of 12 plus crores at the PAT level after tax. And we will continue to drive the business accordingly so that we continue to grow. At the business front, after all the CapEx is completed that we mentioned, so we are doing several new expansions in the business. In the flexography business, we have two new plants, which is Oman and Bangalore. And in the flexography, in the pharmaceutical packaging business, we have three new lines: the tandem line, the PVC, PVDC line, and the Alu capacity expansion. So a lot of expansion going on. With all the expansion clubbed together with the existing capacity that we have, I believe we have a visibility to achieve 1,000 plus crores of annual turnover. Now it is up to us to execute on this plan and achieve that turnover over a period of the next couple of years. So the road ahead is set for us for growth, and we are working heads down to achieve that. That is it from our side in terms of a quick introduction. We would like to leave enough room for people to ask their questions, so that we can answer them and do justice properly.
Thank you, sir. We will now move to the further question and answer session. Pranjit Paul, unmute yourself and ask your questions.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope I am audible. So my first question is regarding the current Middle East conflict and the soaring oil price. What kind of margin impact you can foresee, if you can term in the percentage, like this is the percentage of margin that will get impacted due to the Middle East conflict and rising oil price?
Right now, in the VUCA world, there's a lot of volatility, there's a lot of turbulence. It would not be right to give a right percentage. It would not be possible to give an exact percentage of impact. So we are just waiting and watching. We are just because there's a lot of impact on the supply chain also. The freight has been increasing. We are trying to convert this change to the supplier. We are just waiting, and it's too early to judge all this kind of impact as if now.
Okay. And sir, you have mentioned in the presentation of 1,000 crore turnover target. So what's the internal target? Like in how many years you are going to achieve at what CAGR rate?
So we think by year 20, can we give that kind of a pulpit?
So we have stated earlier that we are looking to double our revenue every year. It will not happen in a straight line. There will be, you know, lockstep kind of a growth. So you can basically do the forecasting from there.
Okay. And if I just remove the war impact, so is it even possible to sustain the current level of margin? Because I guess the low margin product contribution will, come into the more into your overall revenue. So even if I just remove the war Middle East conflict thing, so how much will be the margin will be impacted to achieve that turnover?
I believe your question
is a very temporary situation, Sanjit. As far as the margin concerned, it could have some impact currently, but over a period of time, we don't see any impact of a war on our profit profile.
Okay, thanks.
Hello, I request to please limit yourself only two questions.
I am done. Kindly proceed for the next participant.
Okay, thank you. Hello, hi everyone. I request to please limit yourself only two questions as we have limited times. Next to movie, Ronak Bansal, please go ahead, unmute yourself. Hi Ronak. We need to move to next participants. Shubham Jain, please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, sir. It's I have a simple question. I have been keeping. I've keep hearing that there has been an oversupply in the aluminium packaging sector. Can you throw a bit of color on that? If there's a supply issue or something like that in the industry, and how have you been positioning yourself given aluminium prices have been going up?
So when it comes to oversupply, we really don't see our orders month are getting spilled to the next month. We are getting strong traction of orders for the exports also. There have been many positive inquiries and productive interaction are happening on a daily basis. So we don't see any dip in the demand in coming years. Rather than there's a huge demand which is coming to pharma sector. So as far as the aluminium prices are concerned, being it's a metal, it remains volatile. It has become much volatile as of now. But largely we are able to transfer any price changes to our buyers. We take orders every month. And the prices are run on an N-1 basis. So we don't see any challenges as of now.
Is it a complete pass-through or a partial pass-through of cost?
Well, no, customers, at times not possible to pass complete change. At times it is possible. So it is a mix and match kind of a situation, different for the different clients.
Okay, sir. Sir, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question from Harshit Khadka. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
You are.
Thank you. So what kind of capacity utilization are we looking for FY27 and FY28?
So as far as the annual is concerned, we would be having a 20,000 ton capacity. Installed capacity, and I think we would be able to achieve more than 50% of the installed capacity in year 27. And as far as the PVDC other kinds of concern, we think that we would have a overall capacity utilization in the range of 30 to 40% to start for the FY 27.
Okay. And what kind of consolidated EBITDA margins are we looking at for the same period, like FY27 and 28?
Pulkit,
We generally don't give that guidance, because, and especially so given the VUCA world that we are living in right now. I'll give you two pointers. We are very bullish on the Alu-Alu business, and this also speaks to the previous question. We are bullish on the Alu-Alu business on the long term. We expect the demand to continue strong. In any month, our order book has exceeded our supply capacity, which is why we have expanded the capacity. We are in the process of expanding the Alu-Alu capacity and are also entering into adjacent products. Okay. In terms of margins, the aluminum prices have risen very quickly, which has impacted our margins somewhat in the past because of the oversupply. We have booked orders, but we have not been able to supply them. So next month, when we procure raw material and supply, it impacts us. That said, we do not expect the impact to continue forever because the new capacity will come in and we will be able to meet orders within the same month. In the long term, we expect our EBITDA margins in the Alu-Alu business to be low teens, 11, 12%, maybe 13%. To be also increased by the higher margin products that are the tandem line products and the PVC-PVDC products. And the flexography business should continue to hold its EBITDA margins of high teens to low 20s. So that will be the contributing numbers for the overall consolidated numbers. Does that answer your question, Harshit?
Yes, sir. So, sir, when we say 1,000 crore of top line, so how much of that contribution will come from the Alu-Alu business as we are so bullish on it?
So, Alu-Alu, I would say around 75 to 80% will come from the pharma packaging business, which will include Alu-Alu, which will have PVC, PVDC, which will have the tandem line products.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question from Deepak Poddar. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yes.
Okay, great, great. Thank you very much for this opportunity and the good presentation. So we just wanted to understand on the Warren side, you mentioned the expanded commercialization will be first quarter, right? I mean, so we expect revenue to start from first quarter itself for Warren and PVDC, and any revenue coming in currently, or we expect revenue to come from every unit.
Yeah, Deepak, like for the new expansion, we are in the last leg of commissioning. We hope to see production in the first quarter of the next year. And for the PVC, PVDC line, and tandem line, we have already started sampling and initial exercise. We have started very small commercial transaction as and when required, but we need a good scale up in the coming year.
But revenue will start from first quarter. Would that be right? Or from Warren new capacity?
For the new capacity, yes. For the sum of the, this has already been started at a very, very low level. But for the new expansion, we would start from the first quarter for sure.
Okay. That's great. And given the capacity and the realization that we have, I mean, at 20,000, the revenue potential of Warren would be close to 700, 750 crores. I mean, would that be a right understanding?
Yeah, for price is range between that is yes.
And for PVDC, it would be close to about what, 200 to 250 crores, right?
Yeah.
Also, given the capacity utilization you mentioned, I mean, we do expect FY27 to see a very robust growth, right? Because 50% capacity utilization from Warren and 30-40 for PVDC, so ideally means plus we add Plexus. So ideally, we do expect a very good growth for FY27.
Yes.
Okay. That's great. And just one last thing. on the demand scenario, you did mention that you're very bullish on this on the pharma packaging side. But given the extent of our capacity expansion from 8,000 to 20, it's a big jump. I mean, will it be very difficult for us to kind of push through our new capacity? Because we are targeting 50% utilization, that ideally means we are moving up from 8,000 to, let's say, 10,000. I mean, at 80% capacity utilization, we'll be at 6,500, right, for this year. So it's from 6,500 to 10,000 for next year. So will it be very difficult for us to push through the material, or we have got enough demand?
I don't see any challenges, because we have been taking or we are short of supplies every month. The order has been book has been bigger than the our supplies, so our orders are spilling to the another month. Secondly, there has been a lot many new clients acquisition. I don't see any challenge of this kind of product.
Okay, understood. Okay, all the very best people. That would be from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question from Shubham Jain. Please go ahead. Unmute yourself.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, sir. Sir, I have two questions. The first question is, sir, as you said that, you know, our slightly long-term ambition is to reach 1,000 crores in a couple of years. And assuming that you double the revenue every year, which is what sir was telling, then maybe by FY 28, we can expect this number to be achieved. So my question on this is, sir, in order to achieve this number, do we have to still raise any more funds, or we will be able to do this with whatever investment we have done so far? And if we have to raise funds, then how are we going to do this, either through equity or debt, and how much to what tune we have to raise it?
Good question. The fun thing is that we are largely done with the capex. We don't require any capex, maybe the large capex as if now, maybe a small here or there for some kind of maintenance or some kind of a small capacity changes or some extension of something, but nothing major. So as far as the working capital are required, we would try to take debt as much as possible initially when required. We don't have any plan as if now to dilute the equity further.
Got it. But sir, with the existing, like whatever investment we have done so far and with the existing capacities, up to what revenue we would not even need any debt? I'm just trying to understand ki without any further dilution or any impact on the balance sheet in terms of, not balance sheet, sorry, in EBITDA, impact basically due to interest, what is the revenue that we can reach comfortably?
Okay, you'll be able to do a better discussion.
It's a tough question to ask, right? Because we are expanding on a daily basis. I can see that at least for the next 6 months, we are okay. And we are actively speaking with other sources of funds which are debt focused. So depending on those discussions, I can say that at least for the foreseeable few quarters, we will not need any support, additional support. And we will have that discussion once we cross that bridge. That will be a function of how much working capital the new business is consuming, how quickly we can rotate the capital. Right now, the business is too young to be speaking about those numbers. We obviously have our internal calculations, but we don't want to build expectations on those at the moment.
Got it, sir. And sir, the second question is that during the last con call, you said that, you know, because we are trying to onboard our large pharma clients, so obviously we have to sort of give them a good credit period, which is 90 days. So now, keeping that in mind, how are we planning to take care of this working capital and the CFO part? Because I think CFO has been negative, obviously, because we are expanding. And working capital also requirement will increase as we are giving 90 days credit. So what is the plan to handle this? Because obviously, this will directly impact your funding thing, I'm assuming.
A good question. So our debtor days... have now transitioned to a higher number because we are continuously targeting bigger and larger customers. And in the pharma industry, it seems 90 days is the norm. So we are working with what the market is expecting from us. We are right now looking at more debt so that we can fund the working capital. And we are actively speaking with some financiers who can provide off balance sheet solutions, who step on our behalf and fund the debtors.
So this is a scalable off-balance sheet program.
Understood. And so who will bear the interest in that part, which the solution, the off-balance sheet, I'm assuming for that, it's like an invoice bill discounting, right? Like someone has to pay the upfront subvention for that.
There's no free lunch. If we bear the interest, we make it into the price.
Got
if
it.
The customer bears it, then...
Understood. Thank you, sir. Thanks for answering all my questions.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question from Krimesh Gala. Please go ahead, unmute yourself.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you, sir? So I wanted to ask, what is our selling price both in PVDC and annually as of now and versus what it was in H1?
Your voice is echoing. Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
He's asking what is the selling price of Alu-Alu foil now versus what it was in H1? And same for PVDC.
So PVDC, yeah, we are relatively very new. We did not have any production in the last half year. So we just started. And if we talk about this, there has been a 7 to 8% increase in the pricing over a period of time. But there has been an increase in all the raw material prices. So we talk about the general price change. It is 7 to 8%.
Okay. And so, what are our utilization levels in the annual plant as of now?
It is close to 80%.
Okay. And so, there was a land parcel which you were going to sell it. Is it done? Or is it's not done, then what are we doing? What is the problem that's going on?
No, there is no problem. Land parcel is still with us. There is, it has to be, go through the, all the normal processes. It is being made functional. There is a map, is under the Noida Authority. So it will take some time to finish.
Okay. Thanks. Sir, in case of tandem line, can you help us, what are the products, what is the realization level, and has the machine up and started running, and what is our peak revenue realization for the tandem line?
So tandem line is a very, very interesting piece of equipment. It is a 2S tutor on the line. It gives a liberty to a producer to make a very, very specialized products. The products like CR foil, the products like contraceptive films, the product like Lamitube. If you know Lamitube, this is a product which is being used for all the toothpaste, all this ointment, the product you see in a Colgate, that is also very, very interesting product. And there are some different three-layer, four-layer structures which cannot be processed through a normal machines. So we are really, really bullish. And if you see all the ORS packaging can be made through this product, then it actually enlarges the product profile of us, giving a lot many, penetration into the untouched market. So it will take some time to get it to come to this capacity, because we are right now in the phase of giving samples to big companies like Glenmark, to so many other companies. And we think that this capacity, because these are different products at a different point, I will not be able to give you the right capacity as per se tonnage, because different product has a different production cycles. But if you see in numbers, we think it can add to close to 100 crore rupees per annum in a full capacity.
Okay, sir. And would we require any working capital for next 2 years, since we are planning to grow 100%
Yes. We are in active discussions for arranging that. We will definitely require working capital.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you. If I have any more questions, I'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you. Next question from Pratham Agrawal. Please go ahead. Hi, Pratham. Unmute yourself. Next question from Ronak Bansal. Please unmute yourself.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, aluminum prices have risen in the past year and it has put pressure in our alu margins as well. In H1, we can see. And further from H1 end also, it has risen further. So how have we tackled that and passed on the prices to our customers? With what lag?
So, aluminum being very volatile in recent times, as I earlier mentioned, that we take some order. This is a monthly pricing every time. But at time, what is actually happening that we take an order, but we're not able to complete the order because of some capacity shortages, then we have to take that order to the next month at the same price. That is the only challenge we have been facing. Otherwise, we are able to transfer that price to our buyers every month on the month basis.
Okay, so 1 month price if we take.
Okay.
1 month lag is there. Hello.
Yes, we're on again.
Yeah, so in my, another question that I have is like this volatility in aluminium is there. So like, can we expect more traction on the PVDC side in the coming year and be focusing more to utilize the PVDC capacity in FY27?
Sure. We are getting a lot of traction in PVC, PVDC. A lot of export inquiries. Right now, our team is in Nepal. We have another show in Bangladesh, which are new upcoming markets. And there is a huge opportunity for us to cater to.
And also, sir, like, why are we not hedging 100% given the war times and such a volatile period? Why are we not hedging the aluminium prices?
Sales transfer.
The hedging costs have been prohibitively high. Hello. Did you get my answer, Ronak?
Yes.
The hedging costs have been prohibitively high in recent times.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we have no inhibition from hedging.
Okay.
And secondly, we don't have any long-term contract with any of the client.
Yeah, so, but that would make the business risk-free. That was my point of view of asking this question.
Well, that is a point taken, and we know about the hedging, but there has been cost is so high in recent time, there is no point of taking that kind of cost absorption.
Thank you for answering my question, sir.
Thank you. Next question from Manohar Rao. Please unmute yourself and ask your questions.
Hi, sir. There have been a lot of questions on these pricing and all that. Maybe I'll ask it clearly so that, you know, for benefit of everybody as well. So we did about 6% of net profit margin in the second half of financial year 25. In our Boron business. Then we did about, sir, 4% of net profit margin in the first half of financial year 26. So we had a 10% gross margin cut and about 2%, you know, and 200 basis point in the net margin, which got wiped off because of the aluminium increase. Now, since first half, there is another 20 to 30% rise in the aluminium prices. Is the management foreseeing the PAT margins to further fall from the 4% what we have done in the first half, or how is it going to pan out in future, sir? I mean, that is the question.
So, the whole of the profit profile is not about the change in the pricing of aluminium only. It is only, not only the aluminium is the culprit. There have been a lot of expansion going on. You know, there have been a lot of expansion, the new addition, so that is maybe temporary, some pressure onto the PAT or some profit profile, but on a longer duration, we don't see any challenge of this format, no?
So these should be maintained, sir. I mean, the H1 numbers which we have given.
So this, I think we will not be able to give you that kind of a forecasting as of now. But they should be largely maintained.
Okay. And second question, like sir, you have told that you are having overflow of orders, and once the capacity will start, maybe, you know, then you will be better off in your margin profile. Could you just explain this a little bit more, sir? Like,
sure.
In like months term, like how many months of extra order you have, or in tonnage terms, how many extra you have, and you know, when this commercialization starts, how does that not impact you or benefit you, sir?
So largely, Manav, we carry a 15-20 days of over orders. So we have been taking to the next month. So with the capacity, new capacity installation, we think that we'll be able to serve to the all the clients in the same month. There has been always a pressure onto the production side to deliver it more, but there have been some challenges because this is a production capacity. So with the new capacity, we think that it's going to start very soon. We see that will improve because our fixed cost will go down further because we've got an adjacent place with a not many very high increase in the fixed cost. We will see a larger turnover changes. This would eventually reduce the cost.
Good. Sir, one more question is, given that the difference between LULU and PVDC pricing is now very large because of the rise in aluminium prices, are you seeing that the customers are demanding more PVDC now, even the LULU customers, because the costing is so high? Is this shift happening now in the industry, and is it like you might have a benefit as of now in the industry, given that any player who is just selling LULU, if because you have a multi-product now, will that benefit you because to help attain customer in a better way? Is that something happening in the industry as of now?
No, Manar, one of the biggest advantage of being in pharma industry, that changes come very slow. I would say advantage, disadvantage, the entry barrier is so high, and also if they want to change a product, it's not easy. They can't do it because the now the PVC, PVDC is much cheaper. There are a lot of barrier involved. It's not just to show somebody that aluminium is a better product. There are different chemicals, formulation of medicines, which work differently under different barrier. So aluminium has a different barrier, different moisture properties, and the PVC, PVDC have a different moisture barrier properties. So it is not decided by a purchaser of a company that this product is cheaper, let's start using it. It has to go through all the process. It has to go through the stability, which comes in the 6 months to 1 year. It goes through a lot many things. It goes to the market. It is not an easy change. So I don't think this is going to happen ever in the near future. And both markets are going in a strong direction. The PVC market is getting converted to PVC, PVDC. So the whole overall OSD market is in a strong demand state.
Sir, I have just one last question from Mr. Pulkit. In the earlier questions, we were in the earlier con call, we were saying and talking about bill discounting. So what is the status on that, and how far we have been able to come on that, and what kind of progress we have been able to achieve on that?
We are in active discussions, Manar, and there are some offers on the table as well. I will not be able to give you details about individual deals that we are working on, but there are some offers on the table right now.
By when do we expect to at least materialize, sir? Not the individual deal, but any kind of materialization. By when do you see any kind of first breakthrough or materialization of any kind of bill discounting on any kind of contract?
I think within the next 1 month, we should be able to have some.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you, all of you. Due to time constraint, we will now to conclude the call. On the behalf of Haryant Capital, I would like to sincerely thank the management team for taking time us to join today and for sharing their valuable insight about the company. If participants have any query, they may get touch with the team of Haryant Capitals and we will happy to assist you. You may disconnect your line now. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Record.